The podcast you're about to listen is brought to you by Pastime Agency, empowering businesses with intelligent automation, transforming workflows with AI-driven solutions. Before you listen to the podcast, it is important to note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Investing in the financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic for Friday, January 10th, 2025. Today, we're diving into the latest economic indicators and their implications on the financial markets.
That's right. Let's start with the highly anticipated U.S. non-farm payrolls report, which is set to be released today. Economists are expecting the U.S. economy to add around 154,000 jobs in December, following a robust 227,000 job gain in November.
These numbers are crucial because they provide a comprehensive snapshot of the U.S. labor market. The non-farm payrolls report excludes workers in farming, the federal government, private households, and nonprofit organizations, making it one of the most important economic data releases three.
The unemployment rate is expected to remain unchanged at 4.2%, but any deviation from this forecast could significantly impact the markets, particularly the EUR/USD rate 4.
The labor market data has been mixed recently. For instance, the U.S. services PMI data has shown weaker than expected employment on several occasions, while manufacturing employment has also been contracting. However, private payrolls and job opening numbers have been better than expected one.
The Federal Reserve is closely watching these numbers as they balance supporting the labor market with managing inflation. With U.S. inflation at a three-year low and the unemployment rate near a three-year high, the Fed's focus has shifted towards supporting the labor market.
The technical analysis for major currency pairs is also worth noting. For EUR/USD, the current market positioning is bearish, with a downward trend expected towards 1.0160. The immediate support is at 1.240, and resistance is at 1.0301.
Similarly, GBP/USD is in a downward trend, breaking below 1.33, with immediate support at 1.237 and resistance at 1.40. The USD/JPY pair is showing an upward trend, consolidating around 57.33, with potential growth towards 158.64.
The risk appetite in the markets remains cautious due to the upcoming economic data releases. Market volatility is anticipated to increase with the release of these key indicators four.
In terms of trading recommendations, short positions are recommended for EUR GBP/USD due to their downward trends. For USJPY, a long position could be considered with an entry point at 157.57 and a take profit target at 158.64.
It's also important to keep an eye on commodity prices and their impact on currency pairs like AUD/USD and USD/CAD. Changes in oil prices, for example, can significantly influence the Canadian dollar won.
Before we wrap up, let's note that central bank decisions and geopolitical events can also introduce significant risks and opportunities in the markets. Keep these factors in mind when making your investment decisions.
Thank you for tuning in to the Money Mosaic today. We hope this analysis helps you navigate the current economic landscape. Don't forget to tune in to our end-of-week shares, index funds, and ETF roundup on Saturday, and our alternative investment opportunities discussion on Sunday. Have a great weekend.